On November 8, the Board of Trustees of the Fort La Basse School Division held its inaugural meeting at the division office. At the meeting, the committee appointments were made, and the board appointed Myers Norris Penny LLP as auditor for the next fiscal year and Glenn Harrisimchuk as solicitor. Fort La Basse School Division Minutes. The regular meeting of the Board of Trustees was held in the Division Office Boardroom on Monday, November 14, 2022 at 8 p.m. Delegations and Visitation. Barbara Eastman attended the meeting and made a presentation to the Board of Trustees on Jordan's principle. The Board of Trustees was very appreciative of this presentation and found it both moving and informative. It triggered some further questions and discussion that followed the presentation. Communications and petitions requiring action. The board approved four trustees to attend the Manitoba School Boards Association Fall General and Regional Meetings in Winnipeg on December 1-2, 2022. Administrative reports. The superintendent report included motions for teaching staff adjustments along with a motion to approve an overnight trip for three Reston School Grade 12 students to attend a SAFE grad seminar in Winnipeg. The Secretary-Treasurer report included an overview of the finance and business function of the school division as orientation for new trustees. The board reviewed the spending report for the Strengthening Student Support and Recovery Learning Funding received this school year. A proposal for IT department restructuring was approved as presented. The Supervisor of Operations provided operational and staffing updates from both the Transportation and Maintenance departments. Included were several motions to approve the payment for progress invoices for the HVAC upgrades project at various schools funded by the expanded capital program support received from government for this school year. New and unfinished business. The Board of Trustees reviewed the school board member handbook received from the Manitoba School Boards Association. It was produced as a reference guide for all Manitoba school trustees. Resolutions. Carried, unanimous, that the following trustees be authorized to attend the Manitoba School Boards Association 2022 Fall General and Regional Meetings at the Victoria Inn in Winnipeg December 1-2, 2022, Craig Russell, Bonnie James, Becky Flannery, Nicole Chaska. That the Board of Trustees ratify the actions of the Superintendent in approving the 1.0 FTE school, home support worker contract commencing November 14, 2022 and concluding 2023. That the Board of Trustees ratify the actions of the Superintendent in approving the extension to the Limited Teacher General Agreement for Samantha Sims commencing November 10, 2022 and concluding June 30, 2023 or the day before the day the teacher she is replacing returns, whichever is first. That the Board of Trustees approves the 1.0 FTE Limited Teacher General Agreement for Norman Barrett commencing February 6, 2023 and concluding June 30, 2023, or the day before the day the teacher he is replacing returns, whichever is first. That the Board of Trustees approve the overnight trip for three grade 12 Reston school students to attend a SAFE grad seminar in Winnipeg on November 18, and 19, 2022. That the Board of Trustees approves the payment to LRB Electric invoice #EO7445 in the amount of $4,842.88 taxes included for the heater completion at Cola School. That the Board of Trustees approves the payment to LRB Electric invoice #EO5942 in the amount of $25,215.68 taxes included for the A.C. completion at Elkhorn School. That the Board of Trustees approves the payment to LRB Electric invoice #EO7491 in the amount of $14,000 taxes included for the exhaust fan replacement at VCI. That the Board of Trustees approves the payment to LRB Electric invoice #EO7809 in the amount of $21,178.75 taxes included for the exhaust fan replacement at Elkhorn School. That the Board of Trustees approve the IT department restructuring as recommended detailed in the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting dated November 14, 2022.